Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. I've just listened to McColgan's boo from today about copyrights and Octava and all that sort of thing. And I wanted to offer up my thoughts on the subject of a specific question that Mac put up there. His question was, let me just paraphrase, apologies if I get this wrong, pretty much all commercially available music is available on YouTube. So if you were to take a track that's on YouTube in its entirety and just strip the audio from that page, capture the audio from that, because it was, and then publish it in your own format on Audioboo, for instance. Is that breaking anyone's copyright? And so my thoughts on that is my thoughts on that are that my understanding is that in the YouTube platform, the owner of the recording, so that would typically be the record company, that owner of the recording is has the rights to claim that recording on Audioboo, to claim that recording on YouTube. And they then have the right to collect a portion of any advertising revenue that's made from that page displaying their song, distributing their song. So YouTube can gain some money from playing that song in the web page, and they can distribute a portion of that money to the owner of the recording, the record company, and the owner of the recording will then have the right to, or the ability, or they will have negotiated their terms with all of the people that contribute to that recording. So the writer, the performers, the engineers, producers, etc. They've got those rights, so they will have their obligations to pass on the money to the authors of the work. So if you strip that audio from the YouTube page, you separated it out from all of that advertising revenue and all that stuff. So you have then denied the owner of the recording their ability to make money on that recording anymore. So yes, I hope that helps to explain my understanding that you can't just steal the audio from YouTube and then play it in its entirety. I guess that leads me into the thinking about the other part of the question which Mac was put forward, which was the format that should be used for Octava. And I know people have talked about, well, what about if you just have an excerpt of the song? What if you make sure you talk over the beginning and the end of it, that kind of stuff, so that nobody can take your MP3 file that you've published in Audioboo and use that to take their own copy of the song and pop it into their iTunes library, or whichever music library they choose to have. Again, taking away the opportunity for the record companies to make their fair share of money and pass that on to the authors of the work. I would propose, yes, absolutely, people should talk about why they chose this song on this particular day. Share all those thoughts with people, and they should make sure they don't present, the majority of the song in a way that can be then captured and taken elsewhere and just listened to. So the point that people have made about the 30-second or 90-second previews you get in iTunes, I think that's a good argument. Apple will present a preview of a song, and just in the same way that all the other people do as well. Napster, when they were around in their most recent and their sort of commercial legitimate way, they were providing previews. So I think that's a fairly good precedent. So if all you're doing is providing a preview and maybe even talking over the track and stuff like that, then I think you're in safer ground. But if you, ironically, if you do give full attribution to the artist in text form for when you name the file, for instance, and then provide the song full and in the clear, as I think is the phrase is, so no other audio laid over the top of it to dilute the original work and in its entirety, then people will be able to find that MP3 file using Google, and they will be able to then take a free copy of that song full and in the clear. So in some ways, not attributing the song might be somehow morally better. Not attributing it in text form anyway. If you attribute it in the in your speech in the audio boo, then I think that's, again, that's going to be less easy to be found. So you're not going to be providing the illegal file sharers their ability to easily find the track that you're talking about. So there you are, there's some thoughts. Thanks for listening. Toodaloo.